Show, we're going to talk Doomsday. Yes, I'm so excited about it with Dr. Ian O'Neill. You've probably seen him all over the Discovery Channel. Can't wait for that. But it's not about Doomsday here. Maybe it is, I guess, right at the top with our pals from Talk Radio News. One of my faves, of course, Jeff Holtzman. And Jeff, I don't think anyone cares about the Mayan calendar so much in Washington because they're worried about a different kind of cliff and falling over a fiscal cliff. And, you know, it is like handicapping this each and every day. It's the no-no-nos and the no-no-nos and what's Senator Harry Reid going to say this time and what's Mitch McConnell going to say because they get quoted the most. So what's the latest?
Well, actually, you know, they had a pretty interesting exchange today in the Senate case. Mitch McConnell this morning said, you know what, let's have a vote on the debt ceiling, specifically his plan that would basically give authority to raise the debt ceiling to the president and mere unilateral power to the president to raise the debt ceiling. And Harry Reid, I guess, called him on the bluff and said, all right, let's do it. By this afternoon, McConnell had filibustered his own plan to do that. So McConnell essentially went back on the move to hold that vote. And I think that he might have gotten nervous that the Democrats might have had enough votes to actually pass it. They need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, and I think McConnell was nervous that, you know, enough people wanted to vote for it, so he scrapped that and essentially said, you know, let's do it another time. But this is part of, this is just sort of a microcosm of where we're at. I mean, both parties are trying to position and maneuver, and it's essentially a card game case. They want to see if the other side is going to bluff. In the Republican case, they think that the debt ceiling for them is their one bargaining chip right now. They think that if they can hold out, hold the debt limit hostage, to use Democrats' words, they can get enough spending cuts, as they would like to see happen. But Democrats don't want to play those games. The president himself has said we need to raise the debt ceiling right now. Obviously the White House would be fine if Congress wanted to transfer him the ability to raise the debt ceiling. But either way, they just want it to happen. They don't want to wait. They don't want Republicans to be able to use the debt ceiling as leverage to get more spending cuts. So that's pretty much where we're at right now.
All right, so we'll wait and see because we have all these weeks still left, and as you said, mixing the debt ceiling into that, and don't get any leverage there. We just wait for the next 3+ weeks, and either we're all flying off the cliff together, or we're hanging on the very edge by our fingernails. And you know, what's interesting, Jeff, is, and you probably have seen this, is what people haven't paid as much attention to. I guess figuring like I did, there'd be some Band-Aid or somehow it's all worked out, but it would really change the economic picture, especially for people in New York and in California, because some of the things they wouldn't get, their taxes would go up to a pretty high amount.
Yeah, in fact, I think that it was on the Drudge Report earlier this morning that three states, New York, California, and Hawaii, would all see income tax rates of over 50%, which is federal and state and local combined, which is pretty shocking. So obviously there are, you know, a few states out there that definitely have interest in keeping their tax rates low, at least for most of their income earners. That's a whole different story. Right now you have a stalemate going on where, you know, John Boehner is negotiating on behalf of Republicans, has not signaled a willingness to raise rates on the top 2% of earners. You know, and meanwhile, you have the president saying that he's going to veto any legislation that doesn't raise the rates for the top earners, folks making $250,000 and more. So that's a real sticking point too. My belief, Kate, is I think next week, you know, starting the 10th, I think we're going to start to see some serious negotiating.
Yeah.
I think up until this point, there's been a lot of bloviating, but when Congress comes in next week, they look at the calendar, they realize they're 2 weeks out from Christmas, they start getting those phone calls or those emails from their families back home, their wives, their husbands, you know, basically nagging them, saying, we need you home for Christmas, you know, this is ridiculous, we're not going to, we're not going to do what we did 2 years ago. And I think that that's going to put some more pressure on them to start, you know, really speeding up the process and talks and working towards an agreement.
Yeah. This was a shocker today from the Republican side of the aisle. Senator Jim DeMint decides he's going to be demented and resign from the Senate. And he's actually not. And he's going to take over the Heritage Foundation. I don't think a lot of people realize this. Was this a big shocker?
This was kind of a shock, to be honest with you. And obviously, DeMint has a very close relationship with the Heritage Foundation, which is our next-door neighbor at Talk Radio News Service. They're right next to us. And, you know, they've been in business for over 35 years. They're the preeminent conservative think tank in Washington, D.C. They've got an $80 million operating budget. They're very well endowed, and they're very well organized. And they've got, you know, a nice little sort of political action wing of the organization where they, you know, go out and raise money for candidates. And I mean, it's a surprise, though, because DeMint was a guy who just got reelected in 2010. We had four more years on his current term. He's maybe the leading conservative in the Senate. You know, he's obviously, he became a Tea Party darling when the Tea Party started up a couple of years ago. And, you know, so, you know, for conservatives, I think it's, you know, it's kind of a shock that he's leaving. One of the reasons could have been money. He's estimated to be one of the least wealthy members of Congress, and I think his net worth is somewhere around $40,000 in terms of his net assets.
Mm.
Obviously, he's going to be taking over an organization, where he's going to do very well. So I don't know if that was the main motivating factor, but probably one of the factors. And another reason, is he thinks that he can do more to impact, you know, the Republican Party, do more for conservatism outside of Washington. Technically, he'll still be in Washington, but outside of Capitol Hill, and not in Congress. And, that's something we've heard other lawmakers say before, too. You know, they just think, you know, Olympia Snowe, for instance, who's retiring at the end of the term. Do you think she can do more, you know, outside of, her seat in Congress? Evan Bayh, when he retired, from his Senate seat in Indiana a couple of years ago, said the same thing. So it's a common thing that you hear these guys say, and a lot of them talk about dysfunctionality and the system being broken. One of the things I thought that was interesting, Kate, that DeMint said, he said that the Senate is in better shape now than it was when he first took office in 2004. And I saw some polling the other day suggesting that Congress's approval rating collectively was about 45% 5 years ago. It's now 18%. So you can argue that the Senate is in better shape than it was, you know, 5, 10 years ago. But the bottom line is, yeah, Jim DeMint, at the end of this year, will be gone. The question, of course, is who South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is going to appoint to fill his seat. Two names right now, Tea Party freshman rep Mick Mulvaney, who's a congressman from South Carolina. He's favored. Kim Scott, who is one of two African-American Republicans in Congress. He'll be the only African-American Republican in Congress after Alan West is replaced in January. He could be the other candidate to fill that spot. We'll have to wait.
Wow. Be interesting to watch that. So DeMint gone. Now he'll be your neighbor just across the hallway. Maybe you'll get some good scoop from him. Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight. Appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure.
A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Like a man with a checkbook just talked to a high roller in Las Vegas named Adelson, who pumped $150 million into the Republicans' race in 2012. The casino magnate Sheldon Adelson is already on the record saying he's willing to pump even more. If he had to double it, he would double it next time around. He's met with prospective 2016 Republican presidential candidates like Governors Bobby Jindal and Bob McDonald. So he's looking out to cover his own rear, he says. The Washington Post, in fact, did a huge story saying that he's flying to D.C. to meet with Republican leaders in hopes of changing the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. That right now, so you have no idea what it is, right? That right now, currently, under President Obama's Department of Justice, is investigating Adelson for violating the act. Because why? He's accused of bribing people in China to get his casinos built, which is why Adelson is flying to Washington and putting more money in the right direction of the Republicans he thinks that might be in power. So how about that? Like I said, hell hath no fury like a man with a checkbook, and he has got a big checkbook. He's no dummy. Where do you take the casinos besides Las Vegas? Well, of course, where else do they have more millionaires per capita? And that would be China. Thank you very much. Speaking of fury and not sitting around waiting for something to happen, it's not a shock. I don't think I could have predicted this. You probably could have predicted this. If you knew it was going to happen in the election, you saw how people were worried about the Second Amendment rights who weren't voting for the president, then you would logically put the two together and say, I bet gun sales go through the roof. And that's exactly what's happened. The people are coming in like droves, apparently, to many shops. I know in Texas, I've heard that people have talked about the fact that you can't even get ammunition. And it's the same thing in Pennsylvania, where they got all kinds of gun gear and whatnot. And yes, you know, there's deer hunting season, etc. But we're not talking about getting those kind of guns. So the nature of the biz is that Second Amendment rights, the Constitution, the last election, and then even crazily enough, fears over the end of the world, the end of days predictions from the Mayan calendar, the doomsdayers are really stocking up because they don't want to take any chances. So you combine that with the election and the gun regulations could be changed. So many gun rights activists say, hey, the two collide, and, you know, then when you can pick up a gun, you're going to pick up a gun. And that's what's happened. Some of the highest times gun shops report, in other words, you know, 95% sales, like out of this world sales. It's not just Christmas sales, or you can't really point to other things, I think, other than mostly the election. And the demographics are interesting because you're seeing a lot of women who are getting guns. Household gun ownership, they say 43% is women. It's the highest ever, ever, ever recorded by Gallup because, you know, Gallup is polling everything. They're polling everything we do. And they found that 43%, now there's been a spike in women getting handguns and learning how to use them. You know, you have those coupons that come in your mailbox, your email, the Groupon, the Living Social, all that kind of stuff. Do you know I have gotten in the last 2 days, which prompted me to tell you about the Gallup numbers, I've gotten 3 coupons for learning how to take gun lessons, handgun lessons, how to handle a handgun, etc. In other words, concealed and carry. So how about that? I think it points to the fact that there is definitely a hunger out there for maybe among women, because this was geared toward women, toward learning how to use guns and then going through the permitting process and all that sort of stuff, because we've seen that the firearms, like I said, the amount of people that are applying and the amount of women has definitely spiked up. Other odds and ends and things that would go into the category that I finally call, oh no, you didn't, would include, now we've got, of course, gun owners that want to see the Second Amendment hang, and the amount of women that are applying for permits and learning how to use handguns. And Sheldon Adelson saying, I'll write a bigger check next time. You can talk about my $150 million, but guess what? I am willing to double that amount. Then you have the Florida man that we haven't really talked about very much lately. He made gigantic news. You know this, the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, everywhere you turned, you couldn't get away from it. And the reason why it's not making that much news lately is because George Zimmerman, who's waiting trial, hasn't, you know, the trial's not near coming up anytime soon. So he's made news himself by suing NBC, saying that the network intentionally edited and repeatedly aired, and you know, because we played this piece of tape, a non-emergency phone call he made to the cops before shooting and killing Trayvon Martin. And they say that that created the myth that he was a racist. He says he shot Martin in self-defense back in February, during struggle, and he said the lawsuit will seek an undisclosed amount of cash and damages. I didn't say cash, but an undisclosed amount in damages, and it was filed in the same Florida courthouse where he's going to stand trial, not until June, for the murder of Trayvon Martin. So NBC, now in the middle of this thing, in the middle of this suit, and he was pretty clear. He released a bunch of statements saying that, you know, they created false and defamatory misimpressions using the oldest form of yellow journalism. They manipulated my words, splicing together different parts of the police recordings to create the illusion of statements that I never made. NBC is denying any wrongdoing. They did that initially, and they're saying it again after they heard about the lawsuit that was filed. They say they strongly disagree with the accusations made in the complaint, and they said there was no intent to portray Mr. Zimmerman unfairly, that they intend to vigorously defend their position in court. And what's interesting, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the edit in question aired on the Today Show in April, and it did, I mean, we played it, we talked about it, it made it appear that Zimmerman, who was a voluntary neighborhood watch guy, told the cops that Martin was black without being asked. But if you listen to the whole full tape, it, and this is true, it reveals that Zimmerman only did that when he was asked a question, asked that question by the dispatcher. He never said that until he was asked the question. So, of course, that would be, I think it would be misleading audio, no matter how you feel about Zimmerman or what happened there in that community and what's happened since then. That is misleading. When you take out the question that somebody asked and then you splice together the other part of it, it did sound as though he were saying it. It did make him appear to be very racist, immediately saying he's black. And that's not what happened. So NBC is going to have an interesting time, I think, in this one. They're going to have to, I think they're going to wiggle a little bit on this. It's going to be, this is not going to be an open and shut thing. They're saying they didn't do anything wrong. And, of course, you can edit videotape in lots of different ways. But this could set a precedence for manipulating the sound of somebody and pulling one piece from another piece and putting it together. So how about that? Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, the McAfee man who is behind the Great Wall of Fire, many of that you still have on your computers, denied asylum for what? I'll tell you for what next.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No attorneys to plead my case, no OAS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true for diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great December. Are you one of the frantic in the multitudes of people? The army of crowds that move like ants in the strip malls and in the giant box stores, tearing down, searching, and destroying everything in your path to get those presents you so desperately want? December. Search and destroy. That's what December is about, isn't it? October's about goblins, ghouls, and lots of candy and the start of the eating season. And I think November is about turkey stuffing and everything nice that we like to eat. And then we roll into our search and destroy mode. And finally, at the end, I guess we reward ourselves with a big, rich meal at the end of December to symbolize the birth of Christ in some circles, or to symbolize other things, because of course you've got Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of that. But there's always a meal involved, somehow tied to it. And I guess at least you're burning off some calories when you're doing those miles, those laps around the stores. Crazy. Speaking of doing laps, how about the software company Zillionaire, the founder, John McAfee? He had to be hospitalized. Why? Because he had chest pains. He said he thought he was having a heart attack, and this was after he was denied political asylum in Guatemala. His lawyer said they were trying to make a last-ditch effort to keep him from being flown to Belize for questioning about another expat, a neighbor, another American who was murdered. So he said he got chest pains overnight, and he didn't necessarily believe he had suffered a heart attack, but something was wrong. A doctor examined him. They said he was his blood pressure was normal, and it was just high stress. Imagine that. So they moved him to a police-run hospital, and the asylum was denied. They didn't really explain what that was about, but he issued a plea on a public blog for people to petition the Guatemalan president, Otto Perez Molina, to let him stay. And, gee, how many people do you think responded to that, especially in the U.S.? And this was the plea. Yeah, it's kind of like when I get all those emails that I've been kidnapped and please send $2,000 to London. It's like that. He writes, please email the president of Guatemala and beg him to allow the court system to proceed to determine my status in Guatemala. And please support the political asylum that I am asking for. That was his post. So, of course, he has a great legal team. He has a ton of dough. So he's got all these lawyers who said they were preparing to appeal that denial of asylum. And maybe he'd get another day or two in Guatemala. They have to issue a decision in 48 hours. And he also started getting those chest pains again. Chest pains! Let me get my blog out to the world. And they were moving him around, I guess, overnight. Yeah. That's his heart, only 10 times faster. I think I can find a way to stay in Guatemala. You know, did he flip out? Did he murder the neighbor? What happened? The people in Belize think they know what happened. He says they're nuts, and they're trying to frame him, and he's denouncing the authorities. I don't think this is going to work. Money will help buy you a little bit of freedom for a short time, but I don't think so. Even the U.S. Embassy said they couldn't help him with the request to be returned to the United States instead of Belize. He requested the asylum in Guatemala because he said he was worried about his safety. And he's saying that there's all kinds of corruption in Belize, and that's what it's all about. I thought Belize was like a sleepy little seaside kind of let's go surfing now and do the diving thing. I've known people that have gone down there to dive, and they say it's just really small, tiny, tiny little dot of a beautiful place. But I guess not when you are accused of breaking the law. And they want to question him about the killing of a neighbor who was shot to death in November on the island where they both lived. So there's something to this, right? He's getting national attention, that's for sure, because he was having a lot of blog updates and phone calls with people, and I think he even talked to someone from the network. It might have been our own Alex Jones, I'm not sure. But yeah. He always gets his man. And he was wearing disguises and watching him when the cops raided his house and all this kind of, you know, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So we'll see. We go from McAfee trying to stay on solid ground and not be dragged back kicking and screaming to another country that's not the United States of America to Chris Christie, who will never kick and scream unless he feels it's necessary. Talk about a fast one on the administration. You're going to love this story. So I like the New Jersey governor, and the reason I like him is because I think what you see is what you get. And he doesn't appear to be, anyway, easily manipulated. So a lot was made when Sandy happened and just thrashed New Jersey, and he was photographed all over the place with Obama and touring with Obama, and it was right before the election, and Republicans just trashed Christie for that. And Christie said, listen, I'm voting for Mitt Romney. I don't care what you say. This is my state. I'm the governor. This is my job. I've got to get money for this state, and that's the end of the story. So the storm is going to cost about $36.9 billion. And it's all about the race for the dough, because Sandy, combined with New York and New Jersey and a few other states, is costing a fortune. And guess what? We don't have a fortune anymore. Remember, we're a nation of sweaters, and we're in debt. We're sweating out our debt. because we got $16 trillion in the hole. So FEMA isn't loaded for bear anymore with some of the storms that we've had. And, you know, now you're going begging for money. That's what's happened when you when you're a governor of one of these states. So Chris Christie was in D.C. He met with the president and Congress, and he was asking for money for the hurricane cleanup. He met with a whole bunch of other people at the Office of Management and Budget, and, you know, all the way down the line, even all the minions. He met with Jay Carney and the White House Chief of Staff, and it must have been a day of photo ops, for goodness sake. Wow, so the White House in the morning was photo ops with Chris Christie, and then they have the night soirees, the parties that they have. So it's just one big photo op there. Sandy killed 100 people. It was awful what happened in New York, awful what happened in New Jersey, from Atlantic City to Bridgeport, Connecticut. And the so the name of the game is to get the is to go and get the money. But here's what's interesting with Chris Christie. Chris Christie, while he was up and talking about the money that he needed, the assistance that he needed, he did, by the way, say that he wasn't going. He was rejecting setting up a health insurance exchange, which would be part of the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare. He refused to. He's saying, yeah, New Jersey's not doing it because there's a lot of states that are saying they're not setting up these. They're not setting up these health syndicates. So what's interesting there is here we have the president reelected for, you know, term number two, and more of health care is starting to be enacted, and the individual health mandate kicks in 2014. Well, we're almost in 2013, and the without the syndicates set up, people who are supposed to get health care or get fined aren't going to be able to get that health care through that means anyway, because there are plenty of states that have not set it up and are saying they're refusing to do so. So can they be forced to do it? That's what I would be curious about. Are they going to be forced to try to set this up? Because how can they enact that part of the law if a lot of the states aren't doing it? So if I'm living in New Jersey or I'm living in Florida because Rick Scott, the governor there, is refusing to do it too, well, am I still going to get fined because I don't have health care if my state doesn't offer the syndicates to go and shop for the insurance? I think it's a pretty interesting question, don't you? It's like a fair or foul. Is it fair to push that, okay, this is the law of the land, like it or not, oops, but your state is protesting and saying they're not setting it up because it's going to cost them. They're not going to do this. They're not going to enact this. This is a way to block the health mandate. But I wonder what the right of the person is. You know, what's the right of the person who's supposedly forced to get that insurance if there's nothing set up for them? How can you go after them if they don't have an opportunity to get affordable health care? Because that was the other part of it. Unless, I mean, the feds can't go in and set this up in the states. So this sets up a definite high drama that will play out in this next year and in the beginning of 2014, because it's not just Jersey. There is at least 10 other states where they're not doing it. They're refusing to set it up. And the other one that's really big is the one I mentioned, is Florida too as well. So how about that? Chris Christie, he's there meeting and schmoozing and all that, but yeah, the same day he met with the president asking for money, he shot down the exchange. You gotta love this guy. He is what he is, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Oh, Christmas tree next.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you get a Christmas tree, do you get a real one or do you get a fake one? Here's my theory on trees. Unless you're really older and there's just no way you can go and get a tree or have someone get a tree for you, it's too much of a hassle. So you've come to the point, that fork in the road in your life where that's a habit we're going to have to drop, even though my entire life I had a real tree. I think you have to have a real tree. The way it smells in the house, the fact that it's not flocked with something that looks phony. I do not like fake trees.
Vacuuming the needles.
I like to vacuum my needles, thank you very much. But I can see the argument for having a fake one, but I just don't like it. I say if you're going to get a fake tree, don't get a tree at all. Just have your grandchild or your kid or you yourself paint a tree and, you know, paint one on a giant, big cardboard cutout thing and hang it up. It'd be easier. Hang it up in the living room somewhere, and then there'd be plenty of room for presents to hang underneath it. So I was looking at a thing on the world's largest floating Christmas tree. And have you ever heard of a floating Christmas tree? They did that in Rio de Janeiro, and it lit up the skies. Thousands of people, it's a thing that they do every year, gathered around to watch, and they had 3.1 million bulbs I am told, that flickered to simulate the changes between the four seasons. I think that's actually pretty cool. And the tree, 280 feet tall, weighs 542 tons, floating Christmas tree. So it was built on 11 platforms by the people, of course, who always have the most money. Brazil's largest insurance company ponied the money up for that. And it has officially been certified by the Guinness World Records, folks, as the largest on water. Very cool. Now, today, at the White House, there was some Christmas tree happenings going on and some singing and all that kind of stuff. I guess in Washington in general, it was time to light the trees up and do the ceremonial thing. And I think we've got a little snippet of what that sounded like.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not shout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Did you like that rendition? I like the band playing in the background. You know, that always makes you sound better. If you could have a full-on band, I am a terrible singer, but if I had a band playing behind me like that one, like there at the White House, I'd probably sound okay, too. So that was the singing. There was a sing-along. So you had the photo op with Chris Christie. You had the sing-along for the tree with the people at the White House. And the president was on hand for that, and they were talking about a lot of different things. And it was pretty interesting. The band was pretty interesting.
I also got some singing from the Senate.
Oh,
granted, it was only one guy in there, but you want to hear it?
Let's hear it. That sounded like those lame ducks that we have floating around the studio still. Oh, unbelievable. That was pretty clever. So the deal is real. I just told you about the exciting Brazil tree. And, we have the big lighting at Rockefeller Center, the White House. I'm sure in your town there is a Christmas tree lighting that probably takes place. And this is what I would say to you. A Christmas tree has to be, to me, to be a Christmas tree, it has to be real. You have to struggle with it. You have to be trying to get it in its stand and making it straight and figuring out a way to put the thing on top, the star, the angel, the whatever. And then you got to do the whole trimming thing. And it's just a little bit different with a fake tree. I mean, the way fake trees are now, some of them actually do look real. But you pull it out of a box. Yeah, I know somebody who actually has a house where they have the tree already set up and they just shove it in a closet. So it's already set, ready to go. It's the ready-made tree. Every year they just pull it out. Yank that tree out. It is already decorated. It never changes. We just pull the tree out. That's nice when you have a house where you can have a room just for a Christmas tree. This is our Christmas tree room. We only open it up in December. So we don't have to really do anything but put maybe spruce it up a little bit and put some packages underneath, and we are ready to roll. Ready to roll. So Alice sends me this and says, Kate, fake or phony, who cares? A Christmas tree is a Christmas tree. At least people are showing their spirit. I don't think it matters. But I disagree. I think it matters. A real tree, to me, symbolizes much more effort. If you're not fighting with the tree, what does that say about your effort toward Christmas? Charles in charge, how about you? Are you a fake or a phony tree guy?
My wife is allergic to pine, so we have a fake tree.
Oh, see, you got to put that in there to make me feel bad. Oh, my wife is allergic to the needles.
Well, I mean, there's a reason for everything sometimes.
Yeah. All right. It makes it easier for you, doesn't it?
Yes. Kind of.
All right.
We have a very old fake tree, so it's a pain in the neck to get up. It comes in pieces, and you have to stick them in the holes. And
really? So it's not easy?
No, it's not.
Does it look real once it's done?
No.
Oh. Then that's no good.
I just spray it with Pine Sol.
Pine Sol?
Yeah.
So it smells like pine, so it but it's like not.
Pine, but it's
oh,
not.
That's so bad. Oh, that's so bad. Your poor little girl. She's got to go to her to the relative's house to celebrate a real Christmas tree.
Ouch.
Daddy, can you take me to Grandmom so I can see a really nice tree? Yeah, see, he just proved my point. Charles in charge just proved my point. He's screwing things in for the tree. But he does have the crutch of the wife who can't have the pine smell. There are other kinds of trees, but, yeah. So, just so Charles in charge knows, old Oklahoma sweetheart, rather, Oklahoma sweetheart says, pre-lit tree with pine air spray, LOL. So, real or fake is good. Wyo says, depending on the situation. I guess I said this already. I threw out a qualifier. Then you come to a fork in the road in your life where you can't do certain things anymore. You can't jump on the roof with your chainsaw and get the tree limbs that are hanging up over the chimney and stuff and saw them down when you're, you know, 85 years old. I guess you could, but it'd be more dangerous. You wouldn't be quite as spry. And the same goes for doing things like going somewhere, getting a tree, putting on the roof of your car, hauling it in the house, putting it up. I mean, it is a pain in the neck. There's no question. But once you get that tree right, I think there's nothing like a real tree. The smell of the real tree, looking at the real tree, the tradition of getting ornaments when you go places and looking at them on the tree and actually trimming the tree. It is a hassle in some ways, but it's a hassle that's worth it. And to me, it really is the line that says, hey, Christmas is here, and this is what we've done. We've gone, we've picked out the tree, and, you know, here's our tree. This is our family tree, and we're decorating it up. And, you know, the cool thing is most places now will take the trees and recycle them. So you're not, you know, you're getting this tree that was grown on a tree farm somewhere or whatever, and then you're recycling it. So that has to be a good thing, right? Yeah. Come on, that's a good thing. A fake tree is I think, maybe just as much work as, in some cases, as a real tree. But the real tree, for my money, is the way to go. Send me pictures of your Christmas trees. The best one will win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.